You know, I think it's kind of a collective effort, and guys, you know, understanding that, you know, what we've been doing hasn't worked, in a sense, and, you know, trying to continue to battle, continue to fight. I mean, it's hard. You know, you start 0-2, it's, you know, I think it's pretty easy for guys to fold up shop already and become pretty negative, and I don't think we have the locker room to do that. You know, I know we have a lot of guys that believe in Gus and believe in his philosophies and culture and have bought in, and we're going to continue to go about it the way we always have. And you know, believe that, you know, when we handle what we need to during the week, that, you know, we'll perform the way we should on Sundays.
Do these 3 days of practice take on extra meaning?
You know, I don't think you can look at it like that. I think you got to look at it the same way we've looked at the past two. And then it's always a battle to try and figure out, you know, why have we struggled? Why have we not started fast offensively? And those, you know, are kind of questions that we're continuing to try to answer.
Blake, you feel like then the confidence is not shaken after that? I mean, obviously you didn't see that coming, so.
Right, yeah.
For a young team, is it harder, though? Or?
You know, I don't think so. You know, I think we got a pretty sound, realistic group of guys that, you know, kind of believes in themselves, believes in one another, and understands that, you know, when we play well and do what we're supposed to do, we'll be fine and we'll execute and we'll move the ball. We just haven't done that in back-to-back weeks.
When you have a lot of turnovers and a lot of penalties, you go back to practice. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have to be sharper on the practice field to, I mean, overcome what we've seen the first 2 weeks in terms of mistakes and miscues?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. You know, I think obviously sharpening up practice, being more detail-oriented, well, obviously, I think eliminate some of those. But it's a game. You're going to play. There's going to be turnovers. There's going to be penalties. It's going to happen. We got to eliminate the stupid ones, the pre-snap, the full starts, and then obviously the dumb interceptions and, you know, the strip fumble and stuff like that. You got to eliminate the stuff that shouldn't happen. But that stuff is going to happen. It's how you handle it and bounce back.
Does the rest of the locker room have your attitude about that? I mean, talking to guys this week, do you see the same resolve that you're showing?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't think for a second, you know, they understand, you know, when somebody jumps off sides or you know, I throw an interception that never should have been thrown. I think whoever kind of does that understands that and knows that's not the way we're supposed to play. That's not what you should have done. And you know, hopefully moves on as quickly as possible because, you know, thinking about it and kind of, you know, mulling over it isn't going to do anything for you.
You alluded to, you know, guys have bought into Gus's culture. Are you guys feeling the heat that Gus is under?
No. I mean, Gus does an unbelievable job of taking blame for everything and, you know, kind of keeping that out of, you know, what we hear and what we talk about. And you know, that's, you know, what he does and the kind of person he is he's an unbelievable head coach. You know, we take full responsibility in everything that we've done. You know, I as a quarterback haven't played well in two games, and our offense hasn't played well in two games. So for anything to change, you know, I'm going to have to play better.
Well, do you think you guys are playing for his job at this point?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure you could sit there and say that. We don't worry about that. You know, I think we expect to go out and win every Sunday. We expect to go be successful, and we expect to be here and play for Gus for a really long time.
You were one of the league leaders in downfield passing last year, and that hasn't seemed to be there as much. Is that teams taking it away? Is it something that you address? Or is it not there? What's going on?
You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, last week it was kind of felt like we never really got in a rhythm, so yeah. That was a little difficult. But, you know, it's guys playing A-Rob a little differently. Obviously, he's going to take – or that's going to take some downfield throws away. And then it's on us to just find more opportunities, you know, to get A-Rob in the situations where he can beat a guy and get one-on-one coverage and do that stuff. And then obviously I got to give him a chance to go make plays and throw the ball downfield.
How much were A-Rob's lack of early targets on game planning and the rest coverage?
You know, definitely more so coverage. We do a lot of stuff game planning to try and get him the ball. You know, and he's always pretty early in the progression. So it's really just me giving him an opportunity to make a play, and that'll be a continued thing that, you know, because he is an extremely good player and somebody that, you know, needs to have the ball in his hand. So I'll continue to work on that and get him his catches.
Like when you look back,
you talk about playing poorly. Do you feel like you're hesitating a little bit more in the pocket this year than you were last year?
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't know how you really describe it other than it's just been bad. You know, I know what I should do, and sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. So I think it's consistency, being able to get that, and then obviously be efficient with the ball and not turn it over.
You okay with your body language?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, that's definitely something Gus talks about, and as a quarterback, you got to be aware of because everybody notices that. It's something I've struggled with at times, and, you know, I try to have good body language, but, you know, I think it's okay to have bad body language sometimes as long as it doesn't affect your team or affect you. I think it's okay for people to know you're upset and not happy. But I think as long as you can kind of, you know, keep it from affecting the way other guys feel, or the way you feel, I think that's when it becomes a problem.
Blake, with so many weapons on the outside, have you been surprised that you guys haven't been able to run the ball very much?
Yeah, you know, I think we have the guys that have been able to do it. You know, we were able to show in preseason that we could run the ball. You know, and then last week was kind of just unfortunate, turning the ball over and then kind of being in a hole early, had to throw it, kind of abandon the run game. But it's definitely something we want to be able to do, you know, because that kind of definitely opens up the offense and kind of gets us rolling.
How much of a concern is maybe not having Kelvin this week?
You know, I think whether he plays or whether he doesn't play, we'll have a guy that will step in and play, whoever that is, whether it's Chris Reed or Pat or Shat, you know, whoever steps in and goes wherever, you know, they'll be ready to go and we'll get after it.
I feel like the return of Ivory, if he's back this week, would kind of give everybody on the offense a boost.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Chris is a talented player that, you know, anytime he's given the opportunity to go play, you know, he's going to make your team better.
Like, you guys are looking for answers for last week. Any possibility that week one and how frustrating that game was and demoralizing and everybody was focused on all the missed calls that bled into week two carry over?
You know, I don't know. You know, both of them were extremely disappointing. You know, I think for us, the only thing you can really say about last week is, you know, it was bad, played poorly. There's not a whole lot to gain from it. We know that's not who we are. We know that's not who we want to be. So forget about it, move on. We got 14 games left to play.
Blake, you mentioned taking the same approach in practice. Is there a bigness to the game that you feel just needed?
Yeah, you know, we still got to figure out how to carry over some things. I think, you know, there's things that show up on game days that don't show up in practice. So I think that's consistency, that's attention to detail, that's being 100% committed and staying focused for four quarters. And it's hard to do, you know, so it's asking a lot of everybody, but that's what it takes to be successful and efficient. So we'll continue to work on that.
What did you take out of the Ravens game last year, and particularly that final sequence?
Yeah, you know, obviously you're in it till the end, you know, kind of when in doubt, throw your head out there and try and get a face mask. But, you know, I think they did some good stuff. I think 22 Jimmy Smith played really well. They got obviously a good front seven and do some good things. Adam Weddle, you know, is going to be a big help. He does a lot of things. So it's going to be another tough test.
Do you feel most comfortable, obviously, when in tempo and all that other stuff? Would you like to see that maybe a little bit more early in games? I mean,
yeah,
give
you
a
know,
shot.
We've talked about it, and we have a group that does it pretty well. When we go no huddle, the guys enjoy doing that and like kind of just getting out there, calling plays and rolling. So, I mean, that's something that that Ole has, you know, been talking about working in there, obviously situationally, and figuring out when to do that.